Brilliance Audio presents Fields of Wrath by Mark Wheaton. Performed by Timothy Andres Pabon. The ocean came to him first. A breeze swept over the hills and cooled his skin. It arrived next as a taste, salt agitating his tongue and blistered lips. His water supply was long spent. Then it came as a sound, the tide crashing somewhere to the west. He didn't have far to go now. 15 minutes later and he was looking at it, the undulating black waters of the Pacific stretching to the horizon where it met the cloudless field of stars. It hadn't been so many years since the last time he'd trekked through unfamiliar territory to reach the sea. Like now, he'd done so to leave one life behind and begin another. He prayed he wouldn't have to do it again. He moved to the edge of the ridge. The beach was a good 80 feet down at an incline that might as well have been 90 degrees. There was a highway between the cliff base and the beach. The headlights of the occasional passing vehicle were the first signs of civilization he'd seen for hours. He wondered if he'd have the energy to dash across the unlit road, but then saw the narrow tunnel that ran under the highway. He just had to get down the cliff. With his feet cut, bleeding and blistered, he knew he couldn't do it upright. Lowering himself onto his knees, he took a deep breath and started scaling down backwards. His hands grasped for every rock and root as he kept as little weight as possible on dubious toeholds. Any misstep could be fatal. The sound of the ocean grew as he descended. It felt as if he were lowering himself straight into the water. He imagined finding a boat and sailing away, never to return. When he finally reached the bottom, tears filled his eyes. His knees had taken the brunt of the damage, blood trickling down his shins from half a dozen nicks. But it was over. He hurried into the tunnel. The walls and ceilings were impressively tagged for such an isolated location. He tried to read a few of the highly stylized scribblings, but in the dim light, they were as unintelligible as hieroglyphs. "Local poseurs," he mused. "Not a lot of hardcore gangsters out in the Santa Ynez Mountains." He emerged from the tunnel to find the beach's parking lot was roped off by a heavy chain. A sign hanging from it read, "Refugio Canyon State Beach. Open daily, sunrise to sunset. Violators will be fined." He checked his watch. It was 5 minutes until 2. However unlikely, he'd made it with time to spare. He stepped over the chain. The narrow strip of sand, bracketed on both sides by piles of boulders, wasn't much to look at. The break of the water suggested it wouldn't be much good for surfing, swimming, or fishing, and it was too far from L.A. for day trippers, making it strangely romantic. He imagined bringing Odelia here when things calmed down. Annie had warned them that they'd probably be confined for the first few months at least, but maybe they could steal away for just an afternoon. He considered kicking off his shoes and stepping in, but knew the salt would burn in his wounds. He'd driven down to the cliffs at Point Mugu once with his sister and her son. He'd heard you could see migrating whales out in the ocean from there. They'd stood for hours convincing each other that every rise and cresting wave was a humpback, an orca, or a shark. He'd see them again soon, too. There would be a long, difficult conversation, but then they'd be all right. Or so he hoped. He was suddenly engulfed in light. A car emerged from the narrow tunnel and paused at the chain. It was a cab.
Santiago Higuera?
The cab driver sounded surprised. Prepaid fare or not, it didn't seem like he thought anyone would actually be in this spot at the appointed time. Santiago jogged over. The driver was Indian or Pakistani, maybe in his 50s. By the way the cabbie eyed him, Santiago knew he must look pretty bad.
"I have an address in Morningside Park,"
the driver said as Santiago half-climbed, half-collapsed across the back seat.
431 and a half South 4th.
"Sounds good," Santiago said breathlessly. "Can we just go?"
Catching a sidelong glance from the driver, Santiago wiped the fear from his face.